Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
¿Os suena mi voz? No soy Will Smith, soy su actor de doblaje. ¿Os gustaría conocer las voces reales de vuestros actores favoritos? Pues tienes que venir a Kinépolis, donde puedes ver también las películas en versión original subtitulada con la mejor calidad de imagen y sonido.
Consulta las sesiones de versión original en kinépolis.es. Versión original, siempre en Kinépolis.
¡Ey, que nos quedan muy pocas plazas! En la colonia de Gredos, en el pueblo de Candeleda, rodeado de pinos y unas vistas incomparables. Más de 100.000 metros cuadrados para una experiencia única para tus hijos con nuestros campamentos de verano. ¡Que no se queden sin su plaza! Toma nota, 91-133-5832.
¿Conoces el número de teléfono del inglés?
91-133-5833.
¿Conoces el número de teléfono del inglés?
91-133-5833.
91-133-5833.
¿Conoces el número de teléfono del inglés?
91-133-5833.
Let's start from square one.
Everybody, welcome to Square One. My name is Layla. Let me say hello to my guest today. His name is...
Hello, this is Juan Diego.
Juan Diego, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's just you and you alone today, huh?
Sorry?
I said it's just you and you alone.
Yes, I'm alone, I'm with you. I'm not alone.
No, it's just the two of us, right? Yeah. 50-50 today. All right, so here we are. Of course, we've got our boys over in Virgen de Nuria taking care of us, and... let's get started with today's grammar.
Grammar.
All right, so I have today's grammar exercise prepared. But before we do that, I want to ask Juan Diego about his trip. Now, he took a really awesome, that's a very American adjective that we use, right? What does awesome mean? Awesome is guay.
Sí.
Yeah,
we... Super, o sea...
No, o sea, no.
Super guay, ¿quiere decir? O sea, es otra cosa.
There you go. Okay, so awesome. Awesome is like fantastic, right? Yeah. But we say it all the time. You'll hear Alberto, of course, and I say, I don't know about Kyle, because he's Canadian. Maybe he doesn't say it as much as we do. But if you watch American movies, TV series, and these things, you'll hear it all the time. Now, he took a really awesome road trip, which is also a very American thing. So road trip is a trip with a car.
Okay.
And I'd like you to tell us about it. Because you were telling me something before and you made a couple of mistakes, so I want to correct them. Okay, okay. So tell me. Starting point.
It took us 3 days, about 3 days, to get our first...
Okay, hold on. How do you say llegar a?
To get to.
There you go. Okay, so to get to, or you can use the verb arrive. Okay, now arrive is very British, though.
Yeah.
We normally don't use it unless you're talking about like a plane, a train, a bus, or okay. Something similar. Okay, now here we have the phrasal verb, que es marcharse de un sitio o partir hacia un sitio. Okay, so the phrasal verb we use is to leave. To leave from.
Yeah.
Okay, so desde el punto de donde sales is to leave from, right? And then al sitio hacia donde vas, to leave for. Okay?
Okay.
So I'll ask you the question with both phrasal verbs, okay? Where did you leave from? Desde donde te marchaste? Where did you leave from?
We left from Madrid.
There we go. Okay, so you left from Madrid, mm-hmm. El punto de partida. And where did you leave for?
And we left for Bruges. How do you say Brujas? It's very difficult for me.
Bruges.
Bruges.
Bruges. Brujas in Belgium. Belgium. In English is Bruges.
Bruges.
Bruges, exactly. Okay, yeah. So you left for Bruges.
Yeah.
Okay, now how long did it take you to get to Bruges?
It took me about 3 days to get to Bruges.
There you go. Okay, good. Now tell me what you did along the way. Okay, so you went from Madrid. What was your next stop?
The first stop, I can't remember because it was in a little town with our camper van.
Okay, but was it in Spain? No.
No, it was in France, in the south of France.
France. Okay, so in the south of France, and then and then what did you do?
Just rest for a night.
Okay, so rested. Everything that you tell me is going to be in the simple past.
We
right?
rested for a night, and then at the next day.
So on the next day, el día siguiente, on the next day.
On the next day, we left from that town.
Wait, we left.
We left from that town, and we left for another town near Paris.
Near Paris?
Near Paris, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And then we did the same.
Okay, so you did the same thing, right? But hold on a second. So did you go to Paris? Did you visit Paris? Or you went straight to Bruges?
No,
your main objective
we didn't visit Paris because we knew it and we didn't have enough time. Time enough.
Okay. No, enough time is
enough
fine.
Time.
We didn't have enough time.
Okay.
Okay, now, this was not your first time in Bruges, right?
No.
No.
It was our second time in Bruges.
Okay, now, why did you go back?
Because it's really nice.
Is or it's?
It's because it's really nice.
Uh-huh.
It's... It's wonderful.
Like it's like a fairy tale. It's como un cuento de hadas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
well, that's what a girl would say.
It's like a fairy... How do you say?
Fairy tale.
Fairy tale.
Cuento de hadas is fairy. Yeah. Fairy is hada. And tale is cuento. Fairy
and
tale.
They have very good chocolate.
Chocolate? Yes. 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 I got a little present. I have to say thank you very much.
No.
Juan Diego knows I love chocolate. And he brought me some wonderful chocolate from Bruges. So thank you very much.
And really, that's you. I can't explain. It's
wait, hold on.
I
how
can't
do you
explain
how,
it?
Okay, wait. How do you explicar?
To explain.
Explain, right?
Explain.
There's an X there, okay? Yo sé que todos quieres decir explain, pero no es explain. How do you say it?
Explain.
There you go. Explain.
It's better to go there and watch yourself.
Okay, so in English here, we would say that you have to see it for yourself. Lo tienes que ver por
ti mismo. You have to see it for yourself.
There you go. You have to see it for yourself. Okay, so first up, Bruges. And then?
And then, a couple of days later, we left from Bruges, and we left for Calais. In the English Channel.
On the English Channel.
On the English Channel.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So left from and left for, right?
Left
good.
For.
You have a good command of those two phrasal verbs. And the next stop was?
The next stop was England.
Okay, exact. So London, right?
Yes.
You went to London. Now, you were telling me something about London before. What were you telling me about London?
It's really expensive.
It's no.
Really, yeah.
Expensive London? No.
No, it's maybe it's the most expensive country I know.
How do you say caro?
Expensive.
Not expensive, no?
Expensive.
Okay, I want to hear the X sound. Expensive.
Expensive. But it's really nice. There are a lot of places to visit.
Place or places?
Places to visit. And it's strange because you have to drive.
Wait, hold on, how do you say es extraño?
It's extreme.
There's no X there.
It's strange.
Okay, listen. It's, right? It ends with an S.
Yes.
Strange begins with an S, right? So what do we do when we have two words with the same sound?
We have to link.
Yes. So it's strange.
It's strange.
¿Ves? Ahí no, por eso, ahí no puedes decir la S, no la A imaginaria, esa que os encanta meter.
Yeah.
It's strange.
It's strange.
There you go.
To drive. For the left.
On the left.
On the left.
En el lado opuesto. On the wrong side. They drive on the wrong side, right? The rest of the world, well, most of the world, drives on the right side. And how was that?
It was really so-so.
Yeah, you have to really be concentrated, huh?
Yes, because I drive a long vehicle.
Vehículo in English is vehicle.
Vehicle.
There you go.
It's a camper van. Mm-hmm. It's 7 meters long.
Meters or meters?
Meters.
Seven meters.
Long. Yeah.
How much is that in feet? A lot of feet.
I have no idea.
I have to convert it in my head to understand. Okay, got it more or less.
Okay. And suddenly I everything was different.
Mm-hmm.
You have to drive by miles.
Oh yeah.
And yards.
Yards, yep. Because they're like us. They don't use a metric system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very strange, huh?
I didn't know what's yards.
What yards were. Yardas.
I know it's about a little less than a meter.
A meter.
A meter.
Meter.
A little less than a meter.
Okay.
And
there was something very strange about London, right?
Strange.
About the weather. Tell me about the weather in London.
Yes. The weather was really hot. Really, really
hot. Wait, okay, so you wouldn't say the weather was really hot.
The weather was really...
You don't say the weather was hot. You would say it was hot, it was cold. Okay?
It was...
If you want to use weather, then you would use it with, for example, the weather was good, the weather was bad, the weather was fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay? But if you want to say hot, cold, mild, etc., then you would just say it was cold. Or you could... In this case, it was hot.
Yeah.
Or you would say the weather was bad. Or the weather was good.
The weather was good.
Okay.
But... the weather was very hot.
Okay, remember, you can't say the weather was very hot. It was very hot.
It was very hot.
There you go. It was very hot because they're not used to this, right? They're not used to the heat.
They are not used to that temperatures.
Those temperatures. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, good. Thank you for telling me about that. Let's go on to the exercise. Okay, so what are we doing today? We're doing hate it when, love it when, odio cuando, me encanta cuando. Okay? Now, why is this different in Spanish, in English from Spanish? Because we say, for example, me encanta cuando hace calor. I love it when it's hot. Okay? So in English, we have to put that the pronoun in there. Okay? Me encanta cuando hace calor. I love it when it's hot. Odio cuando hace frío. I hate it when it's cold. Okay? So, super important grammar structure. And let's practice this because everybody makes mistakes with this. All right, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, good. Let's start with the hate. Do you hate it when people are rude?
Yes, I hate it when people are rude.
Okay, good. Do you hate it when people take advantage of others? Okay, now what does take advantage of mean?
Ser más listo que los demás.
No, es aprovecharse.
Ah.
Aprovecharse. Okay, so to take advantage of means aprovecharse. Now, this could be in the good sense or in the bad sense. Okay? For example, in the good sense, did you take advantage of your English in London?
Yes, I take advantage of...
In the past.
I took advantage of my English in London.
Exactly. Okay, good. So this is in the good sense, que es aprovechar algo, no aprovecharse de, right? So then you have the other expression, which is here in my example. Do you hate it when people take advantage of others? So this is with a negative connotation, right?
Okay. I hate it when people take advantage of... Others.
That's okay. Do you love it? Okay, let's do a positive one. Do you love it? Te encanta cuando. Do you love it when you make a sale? Because you're a salesman, right? Do you love it when you make a sale?
Yes, I love it when I make a sale.
Right, that must be a satisfaction satisfaction point, right? Okay, good. Do you hate it when people step? Well, you're a very big man, so people probably don't step on you very often. Step on es pisar.
Yeah.
Do you hate it when people step on you and don't apologize?
Yes, I hate I hate it when people step on...
Step? ¿Hay una E ahí?
Step.
Okay. There's no E. Remember, step, be careful with the imaginary E. Okay, now, Juan Diego, remember what I always tell you. Don't worry about speaking fast.
Yeah.
Okay, so nice and slow, nice and easy. Focus on the sounds. Do you hate it when people step on you and don't apologize?
Yes, I hate it when people step on me and don't apologize.
Apologize. Okay, there's a G sound there, right? Este es el que te cuesta a ti. Apologize.
Apologize.
Oh, tell me again.
I hate it when people step on me and don't apologize.
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 No, jais, no, jais.
Apologize.
Okay, so it's como cuando dices ya. Imagine that you're really angry and you say ya. It's the same exact sound.
Apologize.
Much better. Okay. Do you hate it when you get a farmer's tan? What's a farmer's tan? Farmer's tan is un moreno obrero. Which is what I have all the time, right? Do you hate it when you get a farmer's tan?
Yes, I hate it when I have a...
When
I get a farmer's...
Farmers?
Farmers?
Farmer de granjero. Farmers, but with a Saxon genitive.
Farmers?
Tan.
Farmer's tan.
Tan que es moreno.
Yeah.
Okay, farmer's tan. Okay, good. Do you hate it when you get a sunburn? Sunburn is cuando te quemas. Do you hate it when you get a sunburn?
Yes, I hate it when I some.
Do you hate it when you get a sunburn?
Yes, I hate it when I get a sunburn.
Sunburn. There we go. Okay, so in Spanish you say que estás rojo como un tomate. Right? What do we say in English? We don't say tomato. We say lobster.
Lobster.
Como una langosta.
Una langosta.
Exactly. Do you hate it when you can't find a parking spot?
Yes, I hate it when I can't find a parking
spot.
Spot.
Okay, aparcamiento is a parking spot.
Como parking spot.
Exactly. Do you hear, let's do a positive one, do you love it when your children tell you they love you?
Yes, I love it when my children tell me they love me.
Okay, good. And do you love it when your daughter bakes a cake? Bake is hornear.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Do you love it when your daughter bakes a cake?
Yes. I love it when my daughter bakes
a cake.
A cake.
Una tarta.
A cake.
Right? There's a K there.
A cake.
Tell me again.
Yes. I love it when my daughter bakes a cake.
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 Okay, good. Now you're going to ask me.
Cake.
Wait. You're going to ask me now. Okay? I'm going to tell you to ask me.
Okay.
All right? So here... I want you formulating the interrogative. Okay, so I want intonation.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ask me if I hate it when I just missed the bus. Ask me if I hate it when I just missed the bus.
Okay, Leila, do you hate it?
You don't have to say my name, don't worry.
Okay. Do you hate it?
Okay, remember, you're asking me a question, right? Okay, so start with the intonation on the first word.
Okay. Do you hate it when you miss a bus?
Cuando acabas de perder el autobús, when you just missed the bus.
Do you hate it when you just missed a bus?
The bus, autobús.
The bus.
Tell me again.
Do you hate it when you just missed the bus?
Okay, good. Yes, I hate it when I just missed the bus. Ask me if I love it when I see my grandfather.
Do you see it? Do you love it when you see your grandfather?
Yes, I love it when I see my grandfather. Ask me if I love it when my friends all get together. Okay, now here we have the expression to get together. So get together is juntarse, or to do like an informal gathering, let's say, right?
Okay.
So ask me if I love it when my friends all get together.
Do you love it when your friends all get together.
That was very good. But were you asking me a question?
Maybe. Do you love it when your friends all get together?
Yes, I do. I love it when my friends all get together. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was today's grammar part of the show. Let's move on to today's place.
Places.
All right, today I'm doing the place. All right, it is the largest city in the U.S. state of Illinois. Okay, now, en español decís Illinois. That's not how we say it in English. In English, the S is silent, okay? So we say Illinois. So the place that we're talking about today is the largest city in the state of Illinois and the third most populated city in the United States, okay? So we're looking for one of the biggest, specifically the third biggest city in the states, okay? Now, it was incorporated as a town in 1833. So it is, of course, like most of the United States, it's a relatively young city, okay? It's between the Great Lakes, Los Grandes Lagos, and the Mississippi River watershed. Okay, so the Mississippi River runs through the city. Today, the city retains its status as a major hub. What is a hub? The word H-U-B.
Es un horno, un fuego. De...
No. Ay, estás pensando en hub.
Yeah.
Hub es vitrocerámica.
Ah.
A hub. A hub is a place that has like a lot of things where you can do. Like, for example, hub in this. So the city retained its major status as a major hub for industry, telecommunications, and infrastructure. What does this mean? This means that in this city, there are many, many, many types of industry, telecommunications, and infrastructure.
Okay.
Okay. The O'Hare International Airport is the second busiest in the world. Okay, so the city and the airport is called O'Hare. Okay, now it's called O'Hare because of all of the Irish immigrants that came to this city. In, let's see, what else can I tell you? Yes, how do you say Producto Interior Bruto in English? GDP, okay? GDP, which stands for son las siglas de algo. It stands for Gross Domestic Product. Okay, so Producto Interior Bruto, GDP, which stands for Gross Domestic Product. Okay? So it's the fourth largest GDP in the world.
Cool.
All right, so this city has a lot of really major things, and it's an important worldwide center of commerce. Okay? And it's in the, I didn't tell you, it's, well, Illinois is in, we consider this the, we don't consider it the north, we don't consider it the south, the east, or the west. It's considered, I don't remember what it's called right now. It's okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, the city's notoriety. Notoriety is very similar in Spanish, notoriedad, right? The city's notoriety has found expression in numerous forms of popular culture, including novels, plays, movies. Now, notice all the fly S's here. Novels, plays, movies, songs, and various types of journals. Okay? For example, a lot of sports, entertainment, business, trade, and academic. Okay, so this city has a lot of, how can we say, like intellectuals that write many different things. And, of course, a lot of media. Okay, so there's a lot of media in this city. It has many nicknames. What is a nickname? Apodo.
Apodo, sí.
Do you have a nickname?
Only on Twitter.
Only on Twitter. Do you think I have a nickname?
I think so.
Yeah? Well, I'm not going to tell you, though. Only my family uses this nickname. It's a family thing. Okay, so it has many, many nicknames which reflect the impressions and opinions about historical and contemporary. Okay, so the historical city and the contemporary city. Okay, I'll tell you some of them. The Windy City. Okay, so the Windy City, it's always been very, very windy because of the area where the city is located. And as I was telling you, yes, before I was telling you, it wasn't in the north, in the south, in the east, or in the west. So this part of the states is called the Midwest. Okay, yeah. The Midwest, because it's kind of like kind of in the center. Not really in the center, but it's kind of in the center. Okay, so again, its nickname, one of its most famous nicknames is the Windy City. All right, so we're going to take a really short break. Listeners, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with lots more.
Hola. Oye, ¿a qué cine vamos?
Voy a mirar la cartelera.
Pero que tenga buen sonido.
Vale.
Y que sea cómodo.
Vale.
Y que la pantalla sea enorme.
Vale.
Que tenga todos los estrenos. Versión original. Que no esperemos
vale.
colas.
¿Sabes qué te digo? Que vamos a Kinépolis y ya está.
Descubre por qué en Kinépolis ir a ver una película es mucho más que ir al cine. Te esperamos en Kinépolis. El cine con mayúsculas.
Tienes poco tiempo, pero quieres aprender inglés desde tu casa. Aquí tenemos, cómo no, la solución. Dedica solo 20 minutos al día, aprende con nuestro curso online y aplica el método Vaughan, un curso online entretenido, práctico y eficaz. Entra en vaughanclassroom.com. vaughanclassroom.com.
Hola, soy uno de los miles de niños que navegan cada día por Internet.
Hay mayores que se esconden en la red para intercambiar fotos
o mirarnos.
En Internet los niños necesitan que demos la cara por ellos. Envía un mensaje con la palabra donar al 28012 y ayúdales.
Fundación Aliados, tu ayuda es mi voz.
Con la colaboración de Vaughan Radio.
Papá, este verano puedo ir a los campamentos de Vaughan. Porfa, 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 porfa. Mi amigo Martín va y me ha dicho que tienen juegos, deportes, manualidades y que se lo pasen en grande.
No sé, no sé.
Pero papá, si encima voy a practicar el inglés con nativos y monitores Vaughan.
¡Ey, que nos quedan muy pocas plazas! En la colonia de Gredos, en el pueblo de Candeleda, rodeado de pinos y unas vistas incomparables. Más de 100.000 metros cuadrados para una experiencia única para tus hijos con nuestros campamentos de verano. ¡Que no se queden sin su plaza! Toma nota, 91-133-5832.
Cursos intensivos de cultura e inglés, el mejor tándem ameno y pedagógico para aprender inglés en un contexto diferente. La temática la eliges tú, psicología, grandes obras de la literatura inglesa, países y culturas del mundo. Practica tu inglés hablando de cultura con Vaughan. Llama al teléfono del inglés 91-133-5833 o escribe un correo electrónico a cursos@grupovaughan.com.
Cantaste, cantaron, jugaron, aprendieron. Si te gustó la colección Canta y Baila con Vaughan, ahora tus hijos no se pueden perder The Big Quiz.
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men.
Un espectáculo para toda la familia. Los domingos 3, 10 y 24 de noviembre en el Nuevo Teatro Alcalá, en Madrid. No te quedes sin tu entrada. Compra ya tu entrada en entradas.com. Con la garantía de Vaughan Systems.
¿Conoces el número de teléfono del inglés?
91-133-5833.
¿Conoces el número de teléfono del inglés?
91-133-5833.
91-133-5833.
¿Conoces el número de teléfono del inglés?
91-133-5833.
¿Has visto qué puestazo acaba de conseguir Marta? Con ambiente internacional, buen sueldo, ¡qué suerte!
De suerte nada, es que ha hecho el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan Systems y ha solucionado su problema con el inglés definitivamente. Ahora es capaz de liderar negociaciones, presentar proyectos, hacer conference call y mucho más, sin que el inglés tenga secretos para ella.
Si quieres tener la misma suerte que Marta, apúntate ya en el 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Sumérgete en otras culturas y países angloparlantes, en centros de calidad con profesores titulados y con experiencia, clases reducidas y particulares, alojamiento en familia o en residencia, todo con la garantía del Grupo Vaughan. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com o en el teléfono 91-133-5832, extranjero para adultos. Infórmate así, 91-133-5832.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Square One. My name is Layla. Let me say hello to my guest today. His name is...
Hello. This is Juan Diego.
Juan Diego. All right, Juan Diego's lost with my place today. But don't worry, because I'm going to give you lots of clues, and you're going to be able to guess it, no problem. You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see. And, of course, we've got our boys over in Virgen de Nuria taking care of us. And, well, let's continue. So the last clue that I gave you was that it's a windy city, okay? Well, one of its nicknames is Windy City, okay? It's also called the Second City and also the City of Big Shoulders, okay? Why is it called, what is shoulder?
Hombro.
Exactly. So the City of Big Shoulders, why? Because it has a lot of, how do you say, ay, no me sale ahora, edificios muy grandes. Skyscrapers.
Altos. Rascacielos.
There you go.
Skyscrapers.
Skyscrapers. Okay, yeah. So rascacielo in English is skyscraper.
Skyscraper.
Okay. All right. There was a great fire in 1871. Okay, you know I love history. And it destroyed a third of the city. Okay? Especially the main business district. But it was rebuilt very quickly, and during this period, the very first skyscraper, okay, so el primer rascacielos de todos, the very first skyscraper was built in this city in 1885, okay? Now, we move on to the 1920s. What was happening in the 1920s in the States? What was happening? The Prohibition era, okay?
Sorry?
Prohibition. La prohibición. Prohibition was when alcohol was forbidden.
Yes, was forbidden.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is...
dry law? Aquí en España lo
conocemos. La ley seca, claro. No, para nosotros se llama prohibición. Prohibition.
Yeah.
Okay, so we call it the Prohibition era because it was when alcohol was prohibited.
Yeah.
Okay, now, this was in the 1920s. What happened here? Some people got very, very rich because they started selling alcohol illegally, right? So during the 1920s, gangsters, including Al Capone, the famous Al Capone, battled law enforcement and each other on the streets during this era. Okay, so they battled each other. Que tenían como batallas internas, right, to see who could have control of all of the alcohol business during this era. And there was something called speakeasy. Do you know what a speakeasy is?
Speak,
de hablar, and easy is like de bajito, because it was the underground places where they sold alcohol. They were called speakeasies, and they were normally like underneath the buildings. Estaban como los sótanos. They were completely hidden because it was something very exclusive. Okay, more things. The metropolitan area is sometimes called Chicagoland.
I wrote down Chicago.
Okay, so what is this place then?
It's Chicago.
Chicago. Okay, so in English we don't say Chicago, we say Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago, exactly. Okay, so normally words that come from French, like for example, my last name, my last name in English is Chapoy. Because it comes from French, right? And do you know what Chicago means?
I have no idea.
Okay. It means wild onion.
Wild
onion.
Onion.
Que es cebolla.
Salvaje.
Cebolla salvaje.
Ah.
because of the Native Americans that lived there before the white man came. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So that was today's place. let's go on to the next part of the show. Let's go on to today's translations.
Translation.
All right, this is a totally made-in-Layla translation, okay? So you don't have a copy, obviously, and it was impossible for you to study. All right, so all new stuff. Ready?
Okay.
Me siento como una persona nueva. Me siento como una persona nueva.
I'm feeling like a new person.
Okay, good. Now, interesting. Why are you using the present continuous?
I feel like a new person.
Yeah, there you go. Now, here we don't use the present continuous, right? Okay. We use the present simple.
Okay.
I feel like a new person. Exactly. Tell me again.
I feel like a new person.
Did you put the verb to be in there somewhere? No. Tell me again.
I feel like a new person.
Exactly. Good. Siento como estuviera flotando. Siento o me siento. Me siento como si estuviera flotando.
I feel like I were.
Uy.
I don't know.
Okay, good. So me siento como si, en inglés es I feel as if. Okay. Ahí utilizamos el as if, como si. I feel as if. Okay, so me siento como si estuviera flotando. In English, claro, este estuviera, nosotros para nosotros no existe. So what do? We put the verb in the past. Okay, so I feel as if I were.
I were.
Were, exactly, okay? So remember, we don't say I was, we say I were. I feel as if I were, right? So tell me.
Yes, I feel as, sorry, I feel as I...
As if.
As if I were. Sorry, I can't understand.
Flotando. Floating.
Floating, yeah.
Yeah, I feel as if I were floating.
I feel as if I...
As if.
As if I were floating.
There you go. I feel as if I were floating. Okay, good. No me cuentes la misma historia otra vez. No me cuentes la misma historia otra vez.
Don't tell me the same history again.
The same history or the same story?
The same story again.
Okay, what's the difference between story and history?
Una es un cuento y una es historia de historia.
Okay, good. Like what I told you about Chicago. I told you a little bit of the history of Chicago, right? Okay, so in this case, claro, es que vosotros tenéis la misma palabra, si yo entiendo por qué hacéis este fallo. Right, so contar una historia de una historieta is a story. Not history, right? So tell me again.
Could you repeat the...
The translation, of course. No me cuentes la misma historia otra vez.
Don't tell me the same history again.
The same story.
The same story. The same story.
Juan Diego.
Again. Don't tell me the same story again.
There you go. Don't tell me the same story again. Story. Okay, good. Alguien tendrá que venir. Alguien tendrá que venir.
Someone has to come.
Mm-mm. Alguien tendrá.
Someone will have to come.
Yes, okay, so remember, este tendrá is the future with will in English, right? Okay, good. Tell me in the interrogative.
Will anyone have to come?
Okay, good. Remember what I always tell you. Don't worry about saying it fast. Say it nice and slow for me, okay? Again.
Will anyone have to come?
Okay, good. That was almost perfect. Now I want you to tell me intonation.
Okay. Will anyone have to come?
Fantastic. There we go. Will anyone have to come? Good. Levántate y contesta el teléfono. Levántate y contesta el teléfono.
Stand up, answer the telephone.
Okay, good. So stand up, or we could say get up.
Get up.
Okay, stand up is ponte de pie.
Okay.
Get up is levántate. So they're similar, but a little bit different, right?
Get up and answer the telephone.
Answer the?
The phone.
Answer the phone or answer the telephone.
The telephone.
There you go. Good. Okay, so for answering the telephone, we have a phrasal verb, which is to pick up.
Yeah, to pick up.
Okay. Yeah. Contestar is to pick up. So pick up or answer. Okay. And colgar el teléfono?
Pick down.
Good try. Okay, okay. Contestar is to pick up. Y colgar is to hang up.
Yes.
Hang.
Hang up.
Hang up. Okay, now, let me explain why we use these two phrasal verbs. Okay, think of the olden days, right, when the telephone was first invented.
Yeah.
Where was the telephone? It was on the wall.
On the wall.
On the wall, yes. And it was really big.
Yes.
Okay, so you had to, había que literalmente cogerlo.
Yes.
Right, you had to pick up, mm-hmm. and then you had to...
Hang up.
Hang. Hang is colgar.
Hang.
Okay, so think of doing it like that, like hang up. So pick up and hang up.
Yes.
Right? So that's why we use those.
Okay.
Porque todo el mundo dice, pero ¿por qué utilizáis esos yes. phrasal verbs tan raros para el teléfono? That's why, okay? That's the origin of it. Okay, good. Si es él, dile que no estoy. Si es él, dile que no estoy.
If it's him, tell him I'm not here.
If it's him.
If it's him.
So you have to change the pronoun, okay? If it's him.
If it's him, tell him I'm not here.
Yes, if it's him, tell him I'm not here. Good. Dile que me he ido a la playa. Dile que me he ido a la playa.
Tell him I left to the beach.
Left to the beach? Use the phrase
I
over
left
right.
From the beach.
Left from or left for?
Left for the beach.
Okay, remember, leave from is desde el sitio,
yes.
desde donde nos marchamos. Leave for al sitio hacia donde nos marchamos. Yes. Okay, so if I'm in Madrid and I want to go to Granada,
yes.
okay, I'm going to leave from Madrid. Me marcho de Madrid. I'm going to leave from Madrid. Me voy a Granada. I'm going to leave for Granada. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah? You
yeah.
sure?
Yeah.
Super important phrasal verbs. Okay, ready? Tell me again. Dile que me he ido a la playa.
Tell him I left for the beach.
I left for the beach. Okay, good. Dile cualquier cosa.
Tell him anything.
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 Good. No sé mentir.
I don't know how to lie.
¿Cuánto quieren por el cuadro?
How much do you want?
Quieren ellos.
How much do they want for the picture?
Okay, that was very good, Juan Diego. Was that a question?
How much do they want for the picture?
Good, okay. How much? Remember to say it slowly, okay? You have to remember my words. How much do they want for the picture? Okay, so nice and slowly, right?
Okay.
Tell me again.
How much do they want for the picture?
Very good. Okay, promise the Spanish people, you guys speak really fast. Especially in Madrid, right? Habla super deprisa. You're right. So, in English, remember to speak.
Slow.
Yeah, slowly, slowly. No se lo des todavía. No se lo des todavía.
Don't give it him yet.
Okay. Give something to someone, right? Complemento directo e indirecto. So, the direct object and the indirect object. Give something to someone. No se lo des todavía.
Don't give it to him yet.
Yeah, there
Don't give
you
it
go.
To him yet.
Don't give it to him yet. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, good. And the last one. No hay mercado para un producto como ese.
There isn't any market.
Why are you saying any?
Porque no hay ningún mercado. Porque es negativa.
Okay, but market is countable. Yeah. Right? So we use, instead of using any, which is a quantifier, we use the noun. Right? There isn't a market.
There isn't a market for, I can't remember.
Para un producto como ese.
For a product like that.
Product or product?
Product.
Product. Tienes que abrir un poco la boquita esa.
Product.
Product, exactly. There
like
isn't.
That.
Sorry, que te he cortado. Tell me again.
There isn't a market
mm-hmm.
for a product like that.
Like that.
Like that.
That. Remember the TH
that.
Sound? Where does the TH sound come from?
With the tongue between the teeth.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so you remember the theory, right? That, right? Do you remember
you have
to stick your tongue between your teeth? That, right?
That.
Okay, excellent. All right, so that was today's translation part of the program. Now let's do some vocab.
Vocabulary.
Okay, so today we're going to do some new vocab that is not in the vocabulary booklets, kind of continuing with yesterday's show, where we take a noun and we add ish at the end, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so the first one, how do you say chico o niño?
Child. Boy.
Niño, niño.
Boy.
Boy. Exactly. Okay. So, boy. Now, if we add ish, it turns into, se convierte en, it turns into boyish. Okay. Now, this is very common for some people. Cuando dices, por ejemplo, que alguien tiene cara de niño, even though they're an adult,
mm-hmm.
right? So if it's a man and they have like a baby face, we say baby face. Okay, so in this case, you could say boyish. He has a boyish face, como que tiene cara de niño.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this happens to some people, even though they're adults, right? Yep. They have a boyish face. Okay? Poco profesional. Poco profesional.
Little...
Okay, no, this one. If you don't know it, you don't know it. It's impossible. And how do you say inventarse algo?
To make something up.
Exactly. This one is impossible to make up. Okay, so have you heard the word amateur?
Amateur, yeah.
Amateur. Okay, good. So amateur, right?
Amateurish.
Amateurish. Okay, good. Okay, so you could say that somebody, for example, somebody gave an amateur performance. Algo pues poco profesional. Okay, how do you say tanto?
Silly.
Okay, good. Silly. I want you to use the one that has a T. Sorry, an F.
F. Sorry?
An F. Fool.
Fool.
Okay, so instead of saying silly, we're going to say fool.
Okay.
Okay, so add the ISH.
Yes, a fool. Foolish.
Foolish.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay, foolish. Elegante.
Smart.
Okay, that's how they say it in England. excuse me. Style.
Style.
Stylish.
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 Okay.
And there's who do you think is very stylish? Well, you're a man, but you can tell me.
maybe I think. Stylish is actors. They are very handsome and very stylish.
There you go. Fantastic. Okay. Macabro.
I don't know.
Goalish.
Goalish.
Goalish. But look, listen to the pronunciation. It's not like goal de gol de penalti or something similar to this. It's G-H-O-U-L-I-S-H. Goalish. Can you tell me, I don't know, for example, do you think, this is very common in English-speaking countries. We like to, well, not me, but they, I won't include myself. Some people, let's say it like that, some people like to go to, I'm sorry, my microphone is falling. It looks like somebody's mad at me today. Some people in English-speaking countries like to go to cemeteries in the middle of the night. Now, I don't know about you, but I find it a little bit ghoulish. Me parece un poco macabro.
I think so.
You think so as well, huh? Did you do anything ghoulish when you were a child?
No, I've never ghoulish when I was a child.
Did you do anything ghoulish? Now, this is an adjective, right?
No, I didn't do anything ghoulish when I was a child.
There you go. Okay, good. Egoista? You know this one, right?
Egoist.
Okay, good try. No, now remember, all of these are going to end with I-S-H at the end, right? Selfish.
Selfish, yes.
Selfish, you know this one,
yes.
Right? Tell me again.
Selfish.
Okay, good. How do you say marisco?
Seafood.
Y moluscos? Shell.
Shell.
Shellfish.
Fish.
Selfish.
Selfish.
And egoista?
Selfish.
Okay, good. Obviously, there are lots of other synonyms that we have for this word, but well. Okay, gamberro. Gamberro. No. Yabish.
Yabish.
Yeah, with a Y.
Yeah. Yabish.
Y-O-B-B-I-S-H.
Yabish.
Yabish, exactly. Okay, this word's funny because a lot of people say, how do you say trabajo?
Work. Job.
Okay. Job, right?
Yeah.
Hay mucha gente si no saben pronunciar que dicen job, right? So, job with a Y, exactly. Job with a Y es un gamberro. Okay, pero well, this word is used more in England than in the States, okay? But I like it as an adjective because it describes the person, okay? So, yabish. Can you give me an example of somebody who is yabish?
I think Vicente is yabish.
Poor Vicente.
Hello, Vicente.
Vicente, I don't think he's listening to this because his mom is here.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, then we have one that is anormal. Okay, now this word is funny because you use this word completely different in Spain. What do you call somebody that likes computers a lot? What do you call them in Spain? Es un friki.
¿No decís eso? Sí.
Okay, now freakish in the States is completely different. Freakish is something that is anormal. Okay? In the sense, it has a negative connotation.
Yeah.
Okay, so when somebody, if you could say that somebody's a freak, it means that they're very, very, very anormal. Okay, it doesn't mean that they're obsessed. Because I think in Spanish you use it more as somebody who's obsessed with something, right? Es un friki de los ordenadores, es un friki de una serie.
Yeah.
Whereas in the States, or in English-speaking countries in general, it's used for somebody that's completely anormal. Okay, somebody that's very different from the other ones. Okay? All right, how do you say bebé?
Bebé. Baby.
Baby. Okay, good. Now throw an ISH on the end.
Babyish.
So baby-ish, right?
You baby-ish.
You have to separate the sounds, right? So tell me.
Baby-ish.
Exactly. So babyish. What does babyish mean? Babyish means infantil.
Yeah.
Okay, so when somebody acts in this way, you could say this, like, you're being babyish, right? Yeah. Or you're acting like a baby. Now, your children remind me again how old they are?
And they are 17, 13, and 10.
Vicente is tweeting us. He's saying, hey, I'm listening to you. I'm not yabish. Vicente, I didn't think you'd be listening to the program. It wasn't me, though. It was but it's con mucho cariño. It's with a lot of love. You know that, right? Okay, so, wait. You were telling me your children's
they
ages.
They are 17, 13, and 10.
Okay. Does the 17-year-old act babyish sometimes?
Sometimes. Sometimes he's babyish.
Okay, now baby-ish. Remember, these are all adjectives, right? So sometimes he is babyish. You can't say he is a babyish because if you say a, then it would have to be a noun.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it would have to be a noun and then the adjective, right? So does he sometimes act babyish?
Yes. He's sometimes babyish.
Listen to my question. Does he sometimes act babyish?
Yeah. He sometimes
act
babyish.
Okay, acts. You need the third person there,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's third person. Okay. Acts babyish.
Exactly. Okay, good. So you'll have to say, stop being so babyish when he does that, right?
Okay.
And then the last one that we're going to talk about in Spanish. Bueno, está la vez adoptada vosotros, ¿eh? Yes. It's a, how do you say snob?
Snob.
Okay, good. So in English there's no E, right? So if we want to make this an adjective, we have to put an ISH at the end, right? So?
Snobish.
Snobish, exactly.
Snobish.
Snobish. Okay, now this one, just like with yabish, so if they end with a B, we have to double it. Okay?
Okay.
So yabish with two B's and snobish also with two B's.
Okay.
Okay. Do your daughters sometimes act snobbish?
No, they don't. Snobbish.
Okay, so be careful because you have to use a verb, right? Do your daughters sometimes act snobbish?
No, they don't act snobbish.
There you go. Okay, so remember, snobbish doesn't have an E in front, right?
No. Snobbish.
Snobbish.
Snobbish. Snobbish.
Okay, snobbish. All right, listeners, so that was today's vocab part of the show. Juan Diego, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Leila, for inviting me.
For inviting me or for inviting me?
For inviting me. For teaching me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Always a pleasure. All right, listeners, everybody have a fabulous, fabulous, absolutely fabulous, awesome, fantastic summer. And see you around. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hola, oye, ¿a qué cine vamos?
Voy a mirar la cartelera.
Pero que tenga buen sonido.
Vale.
Y que sea cómodo.
Vale.
Y que la pantalla sea enorme.
Vale.
Que tenga todos los estrenos. Versión original. Que no esperemos
vale.
con las...
¿Sabes qué te digo? Que vamos a Kinépolis y ya está.
Descubre por qué en Kinépolis ir a ver una película es mucho más que ir al cine. Te esperamos en Kinépolis, el cine con mayúsculas.
Tienes poco tiempo, pero quieres aprender inglés desde tu casa. Aquí tenemos, cómo no, la solución. Dedica solo 20 minutos al día. Aprende con nuestro curso online y aplica el método Vaughan. Un curso online entretenido, práctico y eficaz. Entra en vauganclassroom.com. Vauganclassroom.com.